Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Croatian leaders have put the army on alert after crowds of migrants scuffled with police along the border with Serbia as they seek to enter the European Union. Croatia became the latest pressure point in the migrant crisis after Hungarian riot police used tear gas and water cannon Wednesday to turn back people at the country's border with Serbia. Dimitris Avramopoulos is European Commissioner for Migration, Home Affairs and Citizenship.
And the situation, maybe, is going to be worse in the months to come, given the weather conditions. But we are determined in Europe to move ahead.
European Parliament backed a plan to distribute 120,000 refugees among European Union member countries in an effort to relieve overcrowding in EU border nations that are the first stops for the migrants seeking asylum. Head of Burkina Faso's ruling council says the president and prime minister are safe in military custody and will soon be released. He told VOA the military staged the coup because the country's political process was biased and that he will start a political dialogue to include all parties. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says his country cannot join the U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State militants in Syria because it's illegal. He said the U.S. and its allies should not reject cooperation with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad because his forces are the most capable to fight terrorism. White House repeated its assertion the Assad government is responsible for the disaster in Syria. The Obama administration has said Assad has no part in Syria's future. This is VOA News. The Islamic